This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend before Christmas, getting your last minute shopping done. I know that's what I've been doing. But unfortunately, we do have to talk about what many are calling a civil war that's erupted inside the MAGA movement. Actually, to be more specific, it's a civil war that's erupting inside the Trump coalition. And I'd rather it erupt now than, like, say, the summer before the midterms, right? Or in 2028. But I don't know if you've been following this, but regardless, I do want to make sure you understand what's really going on here. I want to help you make sense of this because it is something that's happening, and it is, at least to a point, somewhat destabilizing the Trump coalition. So as we speak, we have the 5th annual America Fest in Phoenix going on this weekend, sponsored by Charlie Kirk's TPUSA Turning Point. And it's the first major event where Erica Kirk, Charlie's widow, has taken leadership. And she personally, as I understand it, invited representatives from the whole of the Trump coalition, broadly speaking. And it didn't take long before shots were fired, as it were. Ben Shapiro started off with some pretty scathing remarks for the conservative movement. He declared, quote, "The conservative movement is in serious danger, not from the left, but from charlatans who claim to speak in the name of principle, but actually traffic in conspiracism and dishonesty." And he directly attacked Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, and those defending Candace Owens. On Bannon, Shapiro called him a PR flack for Jeffrey Epstein and said, go ahead and Google it and you'll see what I mean. And that, if you do that, you'll see Bannon worked with Epstein on what Bannon said was a documentary on exposing the sins of the globalist elite, but it got turned into claims that Bannon was coaching Epstein on how to repair his tarnished image. Shapiro accused Tucker Carlson of elevating Candace Owens, particularly her conspiracy theories about Charlie Kirk's horrific assassination, giving a platform for Nick Fuentes, who he called a Nazi sympathizer and an anti-Semitic conspiracy peddler. And he excoriated Tucker for having, no business hosting a Hitler apologist, Nazi-loving piece of refuse like Nick Fuentes. And he called out those who refused to condemn Candace Owens and her, what he called, horrifically vicious attacks against TPUSA and the like. And he also torched the Heritage Foundation for giving a platform to Tucker Carlson after he elevated Fuentes. Now, for his part, Tucker responded. He called Shapiro pompous. He said he laughed while he was watching clips of Shapiro's speech backstage. He accused him of practicing his own version of cancel culture and deplatforming, which is literally no different than the woke, shut up racist tactics, right? But then Steve Bannon got on stage and he dropped the H-bomb. He said Ben Shapiro is the farthest thing from MAGA you can get. He's a hardcore never-Trumper. He opposed Trump in 2016. He supported Ted Cruz. And he was one of the first to jump on Ron DeSantis' bandwagon in 2024. He has never, ever been America first. And then Bannon dropped the mother of all bombs. He said, quote, Ben Shapiro is like a cancer, and that cancer spreads. He tried to take over Breitbart, and I ran him out of there. He tried to take over David Horowitz's organization. They kicked him out of there. And mark my words, he will make a move on Turning Point because he's always been envious of Charlie Kirk. So unfortunately, the big news coming out of the latest America Fest is that the huge audience that they drew is being treated to speech after speech where members of the Trump coalition have been airing their grievances and dirty laundry for all to see. So what sense should we make of all of this? Well, one level, there's actually nothing new here. Okay. Political coalitions often fracture upon achieving power. And the reason for that is simple. It's because they no longer have the unifying force of a shared enemy that they all oppose. And that disappearance also often reveals deep ideological, strategic, and interest-based divisions that were previously suppressed. So at one level, unfortunately, this is just par for the course when a political coalition comes to power. Whatever underlying disagreements were suppressed during the campaign now come to the surface, and everyone now wants their own faction to benefit the most from the newly achieved power. But that said, there is something very unique. We're in a very historical situation that we're facing today. There's what geopolitical theorists call the rise of a multipolar civilizationalist world. And there is genuine disagreement within the Trump coalition on how to respond to that world. So what do I mean by the Trump coalition? Let's start there, right? Well, the coalition is actually quite diverse. But bottom line, the Trump coalition can be seen as two major factions, two wings. You got the traditional Republican wing on the one hand. I just like to call them the Fox News wing, okay? So this is the wing that voted for Reagan. They voted for both Bushes. They voted for Dole, McCain, Romney. So this is the traditional Republican base as represented by Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and the like.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
But that Republican base, whether we like it or not, by itself can't win elections anymore. That's because the Bush coalition is dead. McCain, Romney, 16 of the Republicans' finest during the primary in 2016, they all found that out the hard way. The Bush coalition that barely allowed Bush to squeak by with back-to-back wins is dead. And what happened to revitalize the GOP is that Trump brought in with him a second wing, another faction that's proved to be far more powerful politically than anything we've seen in decades. And that's the MAGA wing. That's the faction made up of disaffected independent populace, made up of working class voters, Latinos, Gen Z men, who actually made up the core of the Obama coalition, but who have since defected and joined up with Trump. Note, not the GOP. They actually despise the GOP. They see the Republicans as a bunch of like neocon swine. But they love Trump and they love America First. And they've given Trump, I would argue, three massive wins in a row if you discount the 5 million Democrats that disappeared into thin air after 2020, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And so what's happening at America Fest is that these two factions, the traditional Republican wing and the MAGA wing, are clashing. And they're clashing because they represent two fundamentally different worlds, a world ordered around ideology versus a world ordered around identity. And that's the key. That's what you have to understand here. The conservative movement, you know, that Goldwater and Reagan helped build, the movement which the Heritage Foundation and National Review were founded and the like, that was a Cold War world order defined by a clash of ideologies. So you were either on the side of the Democratic West or the Soviet East. It was an era where the defining question all over the world was, what do you believe? And so the Republican Party developed a very well-defined set of conservative beliefs and principles. But the key here is because what is so important here, those beliefs, those principles extended beyond any geographic region. They were right for everyone, for the entire world, because it was either our beliefs or the Soviets' beliefs that were going to prevail at a global scale. We have to understand that that world has come to an end. with the fall of the Soviet Union, starting in the early 90s, scholars like Sam Huntington of Harvard, they were arguing that the age of ideology had collapsed. And instead, populations were now realigning around an age of identity. They were turning back to nation, culture, custom, and tradition. And so there were no longer these transnational principles and convictions and beliefs that all populations have to adhere to politically and economically. They've radically rejected that, and populations are instead embracing their own civilizational uniqueness. This is what Russia and Ukraine is all about. This is what China and Taiwan are all about, or India and Kashmir are all about, and on and on and on and on. And so bottom line, the likes of Ben Shapiro want a Republican Party that, you know, continues to define itself according to the beliefs and principles forged during the era of the Cold War, whereas the likes of Bannon and Carlson want a Republican Party that always now and forever into the ages of ages puts America first. It's ideology versus identity. And I'm just going to say it, for right or for wrong, the world in which this idea of the Republican Party is rooted in beliefs and ideology and so forth, that world doesn't exist anymore. And therefore, that party has little plausibility in a world reconstituted around national identity, which ironically, Ben Shapiro recognizes for Israel, right? And what Bannon and Tucker want is they want Ben to afford to America the same nationalist and religious identity he affords to Israel. So that, to me, is the basis of the clash that we're seeing. And again, you could see it even in the criticisms of someone like Nick Fuentes. Again, for right or for wrong, right? Fuentes is being criticized for holding wrong beliefs, wrong ideas, the wrong ideology, which for the Ben Shapiro wing trumps his alliance with America First and the rising populist politics of national identity. So it seems to me that this clash was inevitable, and I certainly hope that Trump is able to bring peace in the Middle East in a way that assuages both the concerns of the Arab world and the concerns of Israel. That's certainly what the Abraham Accords were designed to do. But regardless, until then, as we saw with really the pathetic Pence Republicans in Indiana, the MAGA faithful, the disaffected independent populace, are not welcome among the old Republican establishment wing. And the feeling, of course, is quite mutual. So all this is to say that Trump certainly has his hands full in trying to keep this coalition together for 2026 and beyond. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the #1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.